Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our new friend, Benjamin Way. Benjamin is the president of New York Global Group, which is a New York expert firm on China and U.S.-China trade. Benjamin, give us your website and tell us how we can find out more about what you guys do.
Well, what we do is pretty straightforward. We are a corporate advisor. We advise China businesses entering the U.S. and global market and U.S. businesses entering China. It's like a bridge. We've
right.
been doing this for more than 15 years. We have 80 staff between U.S. and China.
And the website is?
NYGGroup.com.
NYGGroup.com.
Yep.
.com. Check it out. Benjamin is an advisor to people on both sides of the of this transaction, the U.S. and China. Benjamin, 25 years ago in America, there was a lot of hand-wringing over how strong Japan was getting and the influence that they were having and the acquisitions they were making in the United States. A lot of people got concerned about that over the last 20, 25 years ago.
Yes.
Then in the early 90s, it became apparent that a lot of the stuff that that we were concerned about Japan was unfounded because they had a lot of internal problems that came to roost, at so to speak, and now they've basically been floundering for about 20 years.
Yes.
China, it seems to me, has a lot of its own. I'm not saying that they're going to have the same thing happen as Japan did, but with 1.4 million people, the huge size of the country, all the things that they're doing, this issue of a communist government and a free market economy, that just seems like a lot of internal potential issues. Talk to us about that.
Well, Jim, you have made such a great observation. I completely agree with you. The Chinese domestic issues are very serious, and they're mainly focused on two areas. One is unemployment. Another one is inflation. I believe that these two factors are the single most important ones that really affect China, because unemployment affects economic policies. Unemployment also stirs up social instability. That's a major problem. And the inflation destroys wealth. The government of China recognizes these concerns and are currently battling these obstacles. And I believe over time, these problems could become even more severe because the economic expansion will continue. With the 1.4 billion people, they're hoping domestic demand will pick up a whole lot more, so that China will be more like America, which is domestic consumer consumption market of driving everything.
And we didn't even mention the demographic issues that have been brought on by the one-child policy.
Yes. Policy has been around for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
It helps China from an economic perspective, because too many people, like India, for example, is surpassing China in terms of population, but it's a higher percentage of the poverty ratio in India than in China.
But it hurts them from the standpoint of that for some reason, most of the children born in the last 30 years, the vast majority, more than a majority, have been males.
That's correct. It's not a tremendous bigger difference between a male and a female, but sure, more boys than girls.
Yeah. So how is China going to reconcile all these things? What steps are they taking? You mentioned inflation. Is inflation a problem right now in China?
Inflation has become a problem. Yes, the Central Bank of China has been very busy lately, increasing interest rate, increasing reserve rates requirements for banks, and there's certain measures are quite drastic measures that hopefully will put a break to the. To the inflation.
How is it manifesting in consumables and in raw materials? How's it manifesting?
Consumable goods, that's right. Prices on a local level have been rising.
Yeah.
And another one which has not been taken to the CPI calculation yet, which is real estate prices. Those have gone up tremendously.
Is there a real estate bubble could potentially happen in China?
I do not believe there's a bubble at all.
Yeah.
I do not believe there's a bubble.
Yeah.
There's true underlying demand from the Chinese consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, Japan has 100 million people, and China has 14 times as many.
Yeah, yeah.
So Japan just cannot come up even close to China when it comes to domestic markets.
Well, one of the things for sure, and this mm-hmm. is what why you're here and why you and hopefully you and I will continue to talk about this.
Yes.
With China is going to be part of America's life for a long time to come.
Agreed.
We got to figure out how to get along and work together, don't we?
Yep, I absolutely do. Two great countries. Yes.
Yeah. And I appreciate the work that you're doing to help make that happen. Will you come back again and continue to educate us about these things?
Well, absolutely. It's my pleasure to really share with people how people do things in China. You know, I'm a Chinese American.
Yep.
I came from China as a teenager. I love America. It's my home. I also think China is a tremendous opportunity. Two great countries got to come together.
And we're going to continue to talk about this with you in the months ahead. Thank you for being here. Benjamin Wade, ladies and gentlemen. That's NYGGroup.com is the website. Check it out when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be back on the other side of the news. More stuff to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.